and he sat down at the right hand of God. Then those men went out preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with accompanying signs. Amen. So Mark wraps up his gospel like that too. Now let's see what Luke says. From the moment Jesus died, Luke 23:46. Then Jesus cried out in a loud voice and said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And after saying this, he breathed out his life. Then when the centurion saw that happen, he honored God, saying, Surely this was a righteous man. And all the people who were gathered at the scene, watching the things that took place, began to return home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood off at a distance, watching these things. It is the third time I ask this question. Why weren't they rejoicing that the debt for sin for the whole world was now paid? Because they didn't believe it. They didn't have a clue what God was doing. And there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and just man. He had not consented to their scheme or actions. From Arimathea, a Jewish city, who himself was awaiting the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. And when he had taken it down, he wrapped it in linen cloth and put it in a tomb hewn out of a rock in which no one had ever been laid. Same question. He would have done the same for anybody he loved. It was the day of preparation, and twilight was bringing in the Sabbath. And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they observed the tomb and how his body was laid. And when they returned, they prepared spices and perfumes. Then they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Now, the behavior of these women indicate that they just loved whoever it was that died. They don't have any excitement about a resurrection. None. The spices and perfumes they prepared were intended to be used to cover the odor of a decaying body. They were not prepared in order to anoint a resurrected Messiah. Chapter 24. On the first day of the week, the very early in the morning, they and some other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices that they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Now, the women finding the stone rolled away was their part. If you'd gone there, anybody, the worst sinner in the world, the elders of Israel who hated Jesus would have found the stone rolled away. That says nothing about their spiritual condition. What's good about it on their part is that they love Jesus enough to be there to see the stone rolled away. Well, they didn't understand what had been done. And when they entered the tomb, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And as they stood there, utterly perplexed, here's the God part, two men in shining clothing were suddenly standing there with them. And they were afraid. And as they bowed faces to the ground, they said to the women, Why do you seek the living among the dead? You know, when Barbara asks me questions like that, it's really irritating. It makes me feel so dumb. It's like, I didn't know. You know what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm talking about. These women didn't know he was alive. But the angel's like, what are you here for? He's been telling you for years he wouldn't be here. Now, in time to come, they'll look back on that and say, Oh, that's why he asked me that question. But right now, it's just a strange question to them. I mean, we're at a tomb. That's why we're here, looking for a dead man.